FMR Fine Food is cooking up a storm with gourmet guide Jenny Handley, a dash of the delicious.
Welcome to FMR Fine Food, the show that guides you to what's new, local and delicious on the Cape culinary landscape. I'm Jenny Handley, editor of the Gourmet Guide online magazine and curator of South Africa's plate ratings for restaurants. Today I'm chatting to Chef Paul Prinsloo of Gutte Restaurant on the Coin Rock Estate in Stellenbosch. His seven-course odyssey of eloquent fine dining showcases his talent beautifully. Welcome to the show, Paul.
Hi, Jenny. Thank you for having me. It's such a pleasure to be here.
It is also a pleasure to, I know 3 years later, but congratulate you again on being the San Pellegrino Best Young Chef in 2019, and it's an accolade that was so well deserved. Tell me about the dish that helped you win this award.
Okay, so just a short little bit of a history. I used to work for a chef with the name Gregory Zonicki, who's very French influenced, being of his French heritage. So for me, it was basically just a dish to give back to the French cuisine of everything that they've taught of. So when you go to culinary school, that's one of the first things that they try and drill into you is where the whole cooking part and all of that started, and where it's French cuisine. So that was sort of my thanks to them for everything that I've learned from French cuisine, where the finesse and a majority of the flavors that I used to work with came from. So it was to take a classical dish that was perfected so often, not to try and perfect the flavors, but to perfect it visually. That was one of the main focal points that we were focusing on the dish, was to take bouillabaisse, that was such an old dish, in the beginning was known as a peasant dish, just to make it modern, to put a bit of a twist on it, but still stay true to the traditional flavors of the actual dish.
Sounds wonderful. And your cuisine can be described as modern and distinctive, and I think your seven-course menu, the vegan option particularly, is so creative. I'm not sure that I've ever heard of anyone making melon the ingredient for a main course. It's a great reflection of your creativity.
My focal point, I'd say, is to be completely different than everybody else, as to try and follow as little as a trend as possible, especially when we start working on dishes, is to look what is out there and look that we don't do the same thing at all. It's very important for us to do different things. If it's now a preparation or the execution of the plating, it needs to be completely different. The same as with the menus go as well. We can't use the same ingredients as often as we want to. So it's very important that if you do something, for instance, now with the langoustine dish that's on the menu now, I'll probably go another 3 menus before I start using langoustine again. As to try and also be a bit more diverse with products that's available, and to not try and repeat too many things too often.
No, and I love that you say you're not trying to follow the trends. I have to confess that I walked away thinking, here's a man who sets the trend. So that's good for you to think about.
Thank you so much.
And I know you're planning something really exciting, which you call a four-hands dinner with a Swedish chef who cooks only vegetables. Tell me more about him.
Yes, so his name is Jerome. He was the chef that won the San Pellegrino Academy Awards in Milan when I went for the finals. He's never been in South Africa, so that's one of the things that he thought, like, well, he's coming to see how South Africa looks. Why not make an event out of that as well? I'm very happy. It gives my chefs a bit of a different exposure of what's around in Europe. And finding someone that just focuses on cooking vegetarian, very little use actual animal protein in his food, to go and to work with someone like that, and to show 2 different cooking styles, to collaborate a 10-course meal with someone, and also to just give the guests a bit of a different experience to what we usually do here at Gutte.
I think it'll be very exciting. When is that event taking place?
Yeah, so I'm very excited about it. I think it's going to be an eventful 2 nights where it's only going to be for dinner, doing 40 covers for the Friday night on the 22nd of July, and then 40 covers on the 23rd of July, just dinner. So I already, the menu, we created a menu already between the two of us where he's going to do five dishes and I'm going to do five dishes. It's also very important for me to not do dishes that's going to be on the winter menu or that's been done already. It must be something that's going to be only for those two nights, really for the fact if someone has never been to Gate and they're coming to enjoy that dinner with us that night and they're curious to see what we do at the restaurant on our own time, that if they come back to experience the restaurant's cuisine, that it's not going to be the same dishes that they had on that night.
Oh, well, that's good. That's a really great idea. And I'm sure it's going to be completely unforgettable.
Yeah, I hope so, eh? But I believe so as well.
That's exciting for both of you and the diners.
Yeah, no, definitely. It's going to be for us to try and make the experience as memorable as possible from the moment you walk in to the moment you walk out after the dinner, that it must be something that will stick with you for a while.
I'm sure it will. And Paul, thank you for taking the time to share your inspiration with us today.
No problem, Jenny. Thank you for having a chat with you. Yet again, thank you for yesterday as well. It was amazing cooking for you guys. Appreciated all the feedback that I got from you.
No, the greatest of pleasure. That was Chef Paul Prinsloo of Gate Restaurant on Coin Rock Estate. For mouthwatering recipes and more, visit gourmetguide.co.za. Yours free to enjoy and share. Happy cooking!
FMR Fine Food was cooking up a storm with gourmet guide Jenny Handley. A dash of the delicious.